Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, whatever you're excited about, whatever you're frightened about, whatever you got, what kind of challenge or opportunity you got, whether you're startup or growing your business or trying to get rid of it, we've covered it there. We cover the waterfront there on all the things that we do there. You can listen to podcasts, you can read articles, you can watch videos, ask questions, lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage, too. Have a great visit with our good friend Ovik Roy. He's senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, the author of the Apothecary blog, healthcare policy blog at Forbes.com. Ovik, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about, we got Obamacare in our looming large in our windshield here, don't we, Ovik?
Absolutely. I mean, this election is absolutely critical to the future of Obamacare. If Obama wins, or even if Obama loses, but if they retain the Senate, Obamacare is pretty much going to be a permanent feature of American life for as long as we live.
And I believe if it gets past this next 4 years, it will become entrenched in some form or fashion. It will impact healthcare in America as we know it. And that's the reason why, you know, if you like Obamacare, if you like the idea of it, then you need to vote for the Democrats. If you hate it, if you don't like it at all, you think we need to get rid of it, then that's the Republican ticket that you want to go for. Ovik, we have health savings accounts, HSAs.
Yep.
And we love it. We love them. We absolutely, the best thing, I wish I had had them 40 years ago, really. I do.
Well, the popularity of health savings accounts is increasing dramatically over time. I mean, the number of people who have health savings accounts, it goes up 15-20% a year, and that's going to, you know, that's something that's also under assault, but with Obamacare, because Obamacare changes some of the rules and regulations around health savings accounts.
Right.
makes it more difficult for people to have them.
That's what bothers me. Because I've said for a long time that HSAs are the enemy of universal health care. Because I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you're a relatively healthy person, and you have the ability to self-insure, maybe even to $1,000, and the truth is, you only have to do that 1 year. You really only have to do that the first year till you build up something in your nest egg there. If that's what you have, Ovik, you love it. And you're not going to want anything else. You got control of your health care situation. You become a health care consumer, not just a health care patient. And that's the reason why I think it's the enemy of universal health care. And one of the reasons I know is because Ted Kennedy tried to kill the HSA program. He thought it, because he's a universal health care guy. Doesn't surprise me that Obamacare is not favorable to HSAs. But here's the thing I want to tell you. You mentioned earlier, Ovik, about the price increases of health care with Obamacare. I believe in preparation to get ready for the assault on HSAs, our bill has gone up 20% in the last two times, a total of 9% and 10%, I think 19%. In the last 2 years, and it hasn't done that before. It hasn't gone up that much. So in two years, almost 20%, and I'm convinced that this is a reaction, a response to Obamacare. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's both. Yeah, I guess you could say it's a reaction to Obamacare. But you know, as I said, the problem is that Obamacare is going to really do a lot to prevent these plans from taking shape or from being part of the future of American healthcare. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, if you look at countries where health savings accounts are allowed, Switzerland is a good example. Over time, Switzerland, in health savings accounts have become such a feature in Switzerland that pretty much half the population right now has them. Now, health savings accounts aren't necessarily going to be for everyone, because some people are going to really want a comprehensive plan that really is covering a lot, is paying for a lot more health care. Maybe they have a family member who's, you know, who's got some serious condition, for example, where an HSA isn't going to do enough for them. But for the vast majority of people who are healthy, who are healthy enough anyway, who aren't like really ill, who don't have a disease, you know, that's costing them a lot of money in drugs or therapies or treatments, those people are going to benefit a lot more from HSA, because instead of wasting all that money on premiums every year, you get the money, you put it in effectively an IRA-type account, and you can invest it over time.
And pass it along to your children.
You can pass it along to your children.
If I had had all the money that was spent on me, I've been a healthy person all my life, thank God. But if I had had all the money that's been spent on me by my employers and by me on healthcare through my long career, I'd have six figures, probably mid six figures in an account right now.
No, I mean, like, for myself, maybe I've spent 15 years in the workforce, and I've really been sick, you know, seriously sick once. I dislocated my shoulder and, you know, I had some hospital bills, but that was once. Like, for that whole 15-year period, I've probably paid, you know, $60,000, $70,000 in health insurance premiums, if not more, for that tiny fraction
for an eventuality of the bill. For an eventuality that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And had you had an HSA, you'd have $30,000, $40,000 in an account right now.
Right, and that means, like, let's say I lost my health insurance because I lost my job or something like that, I'd still have that safety net. I'd be able to say, okay, I've got $70,000 in
folks,
an HSA.
And, folks, this is how you reform health care. You don't reform health care by turning it over to the government. And so that's the reason why, Ovik, I've said all along, when you look at all of the things that are so dysfunctional, that have already been proved to be dysfunctional about Obamacare, this law was never about reform. It was always only about power, returning power to the government. And that's not what I want, folks. I don't know about you. Tintil. Right back after these messages with Ovik Roy. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.